kinds of hesed, amasa, samanat. Mishnayos have complicated deal. And then a meis adam, if you have a human being dies, that's metame b'magam amasa u'bohol. That's even more. So the Chumash has, and last week said, where the Chumash has a din, if you eat a nevelo treifa, nevelo treifa lo yochlo letomavo. What do you mean, nevelo treifa lo yochlo letomavo? What kind of nevelo treifa? What is it talking about? So Rashi quotes from the Gemara that's talking about nivlo seif tohar, a new din. If you have a dead eagle, an eagle is an eiftomei, or any other peacock, if it's any other eiftomei, and it dies, so it has no tumah at all. Nivlo seif tohar is not metame at all. It's treifa, you're not allowed to eat it. It's an isa nevela, but it's not metame. But if nivlo seif tohar, a chicken, a dead chicken that didn't have a proper shechita, so that's called nivlo seif tohar. So it's a special din, lo yochel letomavo. If you eat it, then it's metame bebeis habliyah. You can pick it up, you can handle it without, if it has the package on it, so there's no maggots, only masa. And if it doesn't have the package and you're touching it via dime directly, it's maga. Maga, masa, oil, nothing counts. Only when you swallow it. Nivla saif tohor is only metame bebeis habliyah. It's a big discussion, very unclear in the Gemara. What's faratume does? What kind of a din is that? Not metame b'mage, not metame b'masa, not metame b'ohel, only b'beis habliyah, when you swallow it and it goes down the throat. So what exactly does that mean? So Rav Yosef Engel has in his Sefer Asman Deraisa, in the first siman, he has a whole fantastic arichas where he documents, he shows that there are three different shitas in Tanoim and in Rishonim, and what the nature of the din is. And some Rishonim say it's a din of Maga. That although Maga based on Storim is not Mitame, let's say you'll take a Nivlas Behema, a piece of flesh that's a piece of flesh from the A&T. That Nivlas Behema is Mitame Bemaga or Bemasa. So if you put it Bebeis Abliya, someone will put it. If I pick up the flesh in the A&T in the store, it's Mitame Bemasa. Even though it has a wrapper on it, that's Mitame Bemasa. But if someone will take this nivlas behema and put it on a fork and stick it inside my throat, if he puts it inside my mouth, that's not beis hastarim. I can open my mouth, it's not a beis hastarim. But if he puts it all the way inside my throat, that's called beis hastarim. So there's no maga, there's no masa. There's no maga, there's no masa in the balu over there.
So if you don't touch it, just
inside the two dinim. There's one din inside the mouth is called beis hastarim, but it's not balua. So the din is beis hastarim. Maga beis hastarim doesn't count. So if, let's say someone will take. If I take a fork and a knife and I cut off a piece, I have a big steak that's nevela, non-kosher nevela. So if I cut off a piece and I pick it up, so it's already metame me. It's metame b'masa. It's metame b'masa. I picked it up on a fork. If someone, nivlas bein, or someone else will cut the piece of steak and he'll pick it up on a fork, it's metame him b'masa. When he puts it in my mouth, it's metame me b'masa. Maga beis hastarim is not metame. Maga beis hastarim is not metame. But masa and the beis hastarim is metame. So nivlas bein is metame b'masa in the beis hastarim. But let's say he'll put it into my throat. My throat is called balua. The further you go inside the body, someone will cut me up and put the food, put something inside and close me up again. So that's mamish balua. That's more than beis hastarim. If something is balua, then balua is kemisha eino, Rashi writes in the Gemara Nida. Balua is kemisha eino, so there's no maga, there's no masa, there's no tumah at all. So the one exception to the rule is a nivla seif tohar. The nivla seif tohar is not metame on the outside of the body. If I touch it, if I carry it, the maga, the masa is not metame on the outside. Only, not when it's in my mouth. My mouth's still not metame. Only when I swallow it. When it becomes balua. What kind of a din is balua? What kind of a din is balua? The Sama Shanim say, that's the Xeris HaKosuv. That it's only metame b'mago, only in the Beis HaStorim. Despite the fact that it should have been Beis HaStorim and balua shouldn't be. Everything prakert. Other Vishayim say no. It's not maga, it's masa. Arashi and Sanhedrin. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes Arashi and Sanhedrin. The end of the first paragraph writes that nivla seiftor metame beveis habliya is a tumah of masa. It's not a tumah of maga. It will chapa nafkemina. What if it's karcha besiv?
Yeah.
What if you put it in a capsule? Right. What if you wrap it around with something so that at the time that I swallow it, I'm eating holyapchis, let's say. So the flesh inside the holyapchis is nivla's behema, but it's wrapped around with vegetables. And when I swallow it, there's no maga. But there is masa, it's going down, there is masa. So if you hold the nivla, so if tomatame abeis habli is a tumas maga, when it touches their maga, so here's a chatzitza. So then it wouldn't be mitame. But if you hold that it's a tumas maso, then it would be mitame. And then there's a third sheet, that's Rav Chaim Ulta has on the Rambam, Rav Yosef Engel has it as well. There's a third sheet in this is already Tanoim, this is not Rishonim. There's a third sheet in Tanoim that it's neither of the above, it's not maga, it's not masa, it's a tumas achila. That makes the best sense of all. What kind of a thing is it? If you touch it on the outside, it's not mitame. It's only mitame yuba mago b'masa when it's balua. Well, why should it be that? Punkt the hepech from balua is always kimishena. There's no maga, there's no masa. Punkt over here. It's only mitame when it's in the base of liya. So that's why other tanaim laken up the whole thing. They say, no, it's not a tumas mago masa. It's a tumas achila. So we understand only when you swallow it down the base of liya, when you do a mais achila, the main nafkamina. So the major nafkamina is if I eat a little. You have to have a kazayis. What if I'll have less than a kazayis? I have a half a kazayis now, and a half a kazayis later. Tech kadei achilas pras. So if you're talking about eating matzah, eating mora, or a benching bichas hamoz, and you have to eat at least a kazayis. The achalta v'savota v'rachti. You have to eat chotcha kazayis and achila in achila plus mekazayis. So achila kazayis has to be tech kadei achilas pras. But if it's a din of mago, a din of matzah, you have to have the full kazayis bevasachas. So that's a mefurish and machloekes atanoim. The Sifra says one way, and the Gemara says fakir. That both Rabbi Yosef Engel and Rabbi Chaim, they lived at the same time. They have a lot of things in common. So they both pointed this out. So this seems to be a machloekes atanoim, whether the nature of tumas nivla seif tohor that is metame dafka beis abliya is it b'toras achila or is it b'toras mago amasa?
Why by nivla behema doesn't work? It is a question of achila.
Nivlas Behema doesn't have this din. The pasuk only goes. Right, this din is only Nivlas Seif Tor.
It's a special gezeiras hakasuk.
Give me the reason by an oft tummy, an oft
tohar.
Right.
Pasuk, the pasuk only was mechadish the tumas achila by Nivlas Seif Tor, not by Behema v'chaya, only by Nivlas Seif Tor. That's the pasuk.
If it is a gezeiras hakasuk, you can just begin. You can just stay with the first tarot.
With gezeiras hakasuk.
No question of magen or masen or afilu gezeiras hakasuk.
No, but what is the nature? What if you have a chatzitza? Would it have a tumor? We have to ascertain what's the nature of the tumor. If it's maga, so whatever there's any chatzitza. If you'll have it wrapped up in cabbage, it's already ois maga. But if it's masa, it will be mitami. What if it's achila? What if it's mitami medin achila? So then the Gemara in the end, the Pesachim will apply. It depends whether korcha b'siv, a korcha with vegetables. If I swallow, let's say, chopped up flesh that's wrapped up in cabbage. So the cabbage is edible and the chopped up flesh is edible. So it's called an achila on everything. Just because the chopped up flesh doesn't touch the throat, doesn't touch the esophagus, that's not a lack of achila. It's not a lack of chatzitza in achila. But if it's korcha b'siv, if I wrap up the flesh in something which is inedible, I put it in a plastic capsule, or I wrap it up in tissue paper or something, I wrap it up in something, so then if it's a din of mago, then it's a problem of chatzitza. But even if it's a din of achila, it's also not called achila, because the outside thing that's going down my throat is not edible, so even the inside thing which is real achila, the Gemara says it's not called an achila.
Even if there's a shear,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not
a even if there's a shear, yeah, even if there's a shear of flesh inside, it's not called achila if the thing that's wrapping it around on the outside is inedible. That's the Gemara makes a chil between korcha b'siv as opposed to korcha the other vegetables. If you eat one food that's wrapped up with another food, and they're both edible, so it's called an achila on both, on the wrapping and on the food inside. But if you wrap up some edible food in an inedible capsule, so then even the edible food, even though it has a shear of kazais, it's not called an achil. So this is a big deal that the Gdol HaAchreinim have, what's the nature of the din. But I'll call upon him, there is such a din. Nivla Saif Tom Mitami Abbeis Ablias. So the Gemara says, you have to swallow a kezayis of the Nivla Saif Tohar, that it should be Mitami you. So what if we shecht, what if we didn't shecht? We killed a hen, improper shechita, we didn't do a good shechita, AMP hen, and there are beitzim inside that are beitzim gemurais, but they're still Mura begin. So Rabbi Yankif says in the Braise, it calls man that the beitzim are still Mura begin, it's still fleshig. Did he mean to say that it's fleshig min atayra, or is that only a chumra midirabbana? So that for sure, the whole boss of a chalavan chicken is only a chumer midirabbana. That's what he said. Chicken is a chicken min atayra is not fleshig bichlal. But the Gemara says, yeah, but the principle we want to know is it dina kibasim min atayra, or is it only dina kibasim midirabbana? The main nafkemina. Gemara says, no, nafkemina for nivlo seif tahor. What if someone is going to eat achatzi zayis? Let's say a whole kezayis of the beitza, which is a beitza gemura. What is gemura begin? So do you say that's not dina kibasa? That's not dina. Let's say someone will eat a kezayis of feathers of the hen, the nivla seiftar. The tamei beitza gemura is only if you eat besar hanavela, not if you eat the toenails. Not if you, let's say someone eats a bone. He eats a kezayis of the bone of the nivla seiftar. No, it's only mitamei beitza gemura if you eat basar. If you eat anything else, if you eat the feathers, you can eat 10 kezayisim of feathers, 10 kezayisim of bones. Unless you have marach in the bone. If you have an etzim, sheyesh ba moyach, so the moyach inside the bone is edible. So that's dina kibosa, that's mamish dina kibosa, that's besar. That's besar nivla seif tohor. But if you're going to eat the beitza, if you're going to eat a kezayis of the beitza of the nivla seif tohor, which is still more begin, so that's the Gemara Shaila. What's the din? What's the din? According to the Tanakhama, Beitzim Gemurah says it's paravim, means it's not dina kibosar. It's not dina kibosar. It's not for basar b'chala purposes and not for tumah, not for nivla seif tohor. The shaila was within Rabbi Yankiv. Rabbi Yankiv has a chumra that even if it's Beitzim Gemurah, calls man that it's still mu'ura b'gidin, it's still connected with the blood vessels, but blood veins is still fleshig. Is that only a chumer midirabbanan, which only applies to basar b'chalav, and they never introduce it b'negiah to tumah? Or would you say no? It's a real din d'oraisa. So the Gemara is not sure. They're pilpili. The Gemara has two versions of it. The Gemara says, the Gemara skip a few lines. So the Gemara quotes a whole braisa that discusses it. What part of the nivla seif tohor do you have to swallow? That is shemim mitamiyu. You have to swallow something. That's dina kibasar. If you swallow minatzomis minagidin. A Thomas and Gidden is ain't dinner kibasa, ain't the Gidden but I said Tom. Gidden don't have a din like Basar, and in Etzim, the bones don't have a din kibasa. So that's not Tame Beis Ablir. What if you swallow the Beitza that's still Mura Begidden? So the Gemara says, the Iker Rab Yankif Omer M'hai Mura is Begidden Asurit. The Gemara Rab Yosef assumes that just like Rab Yankif holds, Mura Begidden is Fleishig Benegat to Basa B'chalav, it would be Fleishig Benegat to Nivla Tzeftov. Omalei Abayi was a Talmud of Rabbi Yosef, so he asks him, how do you know that that's so? Mimai, Ve'ezokte Rabbi Yankif is saying a real din deraisa. That's the status deraisa. Mura begidden means that it's still fleshing. And if it's no longer Mura begidden, that makes it parave. Ain't din kibosa. Dilma, can't come Rabbi Yankif on when you're surah. Maybe Rabbi Yankif only made a chumim with the Rabbanon for Basa B'cholot. But on the level of deraisa, maybe he really holds like the Tanakhama. That Beitzim Gemuras is not Dina Kibos, Avelinian Tumah Loi, and he wouldn't introduce the Chumra B'negiah to Tumah. Ayvi Chitema, and if you want to ask a question, just like he made Gzera D'Rabbanon, the Chumra D'Rabbanon, the area of Basa B'cholav, why did he make the same Gzera D'Rabbanon, B'negiah to Tumah's Nivlo Seftor? The Chitema, why not say Linian Tumah, Nami Nigzer, make Gzera D'Rabbanon, the Tumah Gemara says no. There is a Svara to say, Mikan Nozog Nazem, Mikan Zog Fakir, there's no Echra. Gemara says there is a svar to say that you don't do that. Afushi tumahu, you're being marbe b'tumah. Afushi tumah midirabbanu loy mafshinon. We have enough tumah v'tar. We have enough things that are metame. Maybe it's not necessary to be marbe tumas. You can't find another mesichtes. The Tanoim piled on so many chumras and tumah v'tar. Sometimes they say they introduce millions of chumras midirabbanu, and sometimes the Gemara uses this consideration. Afushi tumah midirabbanu loy mafshinon. So the Gemara says they're not sure. Gemara says they're not sure what would Rabbi Yankiv say. Whether Rabbi Yankiv Shita is really a din deraisa, calls man that is more a begin and still din kibasar, or it's only a din derabban. Again, see, this Gemara is like many other Gemara. It's called the Tikkun Rabban and Kain deraisa Tikkun. Just because they're fighting, Rabbi Yankiv with the Tanakama are arguing, when they get to basa b'cholav on chicken, which is only to begin with an issue derabbanan, doesn't mean that everything is derabbanan. No, Rabbi Yankiv Shita may or may not reflect the din deraisa. It may reflect the din deraisa that's relevant for nivla seif tahor. If it's dina, if the egg is still mura begidna, it's still dina kibasa, so it's relevant on the level of deraisa for nivla seif tahor. And memela called the tikkun rabbanan kain deraisa tikkun, relevant for the basa b'cholav dika issue. The Gemara many times has like that. They take a din derabbanan and they show from a din derabbanan what the din deraisa used to be. Because the din derabbanan had to be patterned after the din deraisa. Okay. Then the Gemara has other discussion. Irrelevant. Then the Gemara says, that's Tana Rabbanan. We say that was what Tesis quoted before. There's a machlekes b'shamei b'sul the Tesis on vav amibes tima maschem beitzim gemurais. So Tesis quoted a Mishnah in Adius where there's a machlekes b'shamei b'sul. So b'shamei are the mekel. B'shamei say, what is the if kimosinim keres bashuk? You have full egg shleimos inside. What can be the problem? Is beitzim is not dina kibosar. So only the Bessar HaTanagoyla is Nevela, and the Beitza is unrelated, so the Beitza has no Issa Nevela. And Beisil Alasa, so that was Tosis Kasha. How can it be Beisil Alasa? If the Gemara says, even if it's less than Kamosan and Keres Dashuk, Kamosan and Keres Dashuk means it has a Klipa Kasha. That's what they have on the margin, on the left-hand side. And that Tosis, where it says Beitza and Gemurah, so it says Kamosan and Keres Dashuk, Da'ayim Shek Klipasa Kasha. Has a hard shell on the outside. So Beisil, a hard shell on the outside. No one holds that it's fleshy. No one holds that it's Beisasa Kimosa. That Beitza is Dina Kibosa. How can Beisil say that it's Dina Kibosa, that you're not allowed to eat it, has an Isin Avela? That was Tosis Kasha. That's what we spoke about 2 weeks ago. So one answer in Tosis is that there you're talking about Nevela is an issue deraisa. So you're Machmir to say that the Beitza is Dina Kibosa. Up until the time that it's born, till the time that it leaves the guf atanigolus, it beats the yas enigma. But here you're only talking about the b'chalav derabanan. So here you makel. That was a shver answer in Tosis because the Gemara here discusses the Gemara over here that we just learned now seems to make an equation between dinim derais and dinim derabanan. The only vort that they were mesupik was within Rabbi Yankiv. Rabbi Yankiv says mura begidin is still dinim kibasar. So they're not sure, maybe Rabbi Yankiv is only with the Rabbanan and wouldn't apply to Tumas Nivlos Eftor. But the Pasha Peshat, without that Kinesh, the Pasha Peshat, everything we're discussing is a real din. So that's why Tez gave another suggestion, though. Adaf is discussing when is the Beitza Dina Kibosar, when is it not Dina Kibosar, when is it Fleshig, when is it Paravir, when it gets to Kala Tarkula. The Chumra Beisilo Kamotan and Keres Bashuk is Osir. That's only a chumra mid the rabbanon because a beitza treifa is yotzim in ha'aser because it's gadol b'yisur. The beitas nevela is exera otu beitas treifa. A whole story. That was the Tosis. Yeah. So now the gemara just has a pilpul here. No new halachas. Now the gemara has tan rabbanon. The Gemara quotes a braisa that tells you biological facts. The Gemara is going to ask, a braisa has to tell you biology. What? This Torah Mada, the Mada is Mada and the Torah is Torah. What do you need? A Tana puts biology into a braisa. So the braisa makes a statement. Kol she tashmish bayom. There are certain animals that only have tashmish bayom. So then all those animals that the Zoch and the Keva are only in this Kokim Zel, is that bayom? The babies will always be born in the daytime. Kol she tashmisha balayla. There are some animals that are only niskokim, the zochim within the cave, and niskokim is only balayla. All the babies will be born balayla. And those animals that can have sometimes bayom tashmish and sometimes tashmish balayla, so the babies can be born any time of the day, 24 hours a day bayom or balayla. Doesn't necessarily mean that if the baby is born bayom, They must be hatashmish bayom, and the baby's born by laila, they must hatash manah. It doesn't mean that. It means that the nature of the animal is such that they can either have tashmish bayom or balayla, so the baby is free to be born whenever he wants. So the Gemara wants to know, what does it correspond to? Kol tashmish, kosher tashmisho bayom, nolad bayom, zog the Gemara, zutana gailas. The hens are only bayom. So the eggs are only born bayom. And this will have halachic ramifications. This is not just a statement of biology. The Gemara is going to give a case. If we'll soon see in a few minutes. This is an absolute statement. We assume that this is so. That it's impossible for the beitza to be nolda balayla. It has to be nolda bayom. So the Gemara is going to say that. But there are two kinds of eggs. There's be'er de dichre, and then there's safna me'ara. If it's a be'er de dichre, if it's an egg that was fertilized by a rooster, then it's absolutely nolad bayom. If it's a safna meyara, then right from the middle will be nolad bayom, because that has nothing to do with kol shetashmisha bayom. There was no tashmish at all if they keep away the rooster. So the Gemara says, if it's going to be a safna meyara dike egg, like many of the eggs today are, then the rove will be that it'll be nolad bayom. But it's not absolutely impossible. But if it's a be'er de dichre, it was a fertilized egg, then it's absolutely going to be nolad bayom.
Yeah.
So the thing is by yom. Which is kosher tashmisha balayla zuat aleif. The Gemara is not going to have any halachic comment on that. Kosher tashmisha bayom balayla. That's odom mechol d'odom ele. Human beings or any other animals like human beings. So on the second one and on the third statement in the Braisa about the Ataleif, about the bats, only have Tashmish Balailo and the human beings and all the other animals, that's not halachically relevant. But the first line has halachic ramification. Omar Marit says in the Braisa, Kosha Tashmish Bayom, Bayom Lamay Nafkimina, they knew they're not going to succeed in kvetching us on Nafkimina by the Ataleif or by the Odom. There's absolutely no halachic Nafkimina. But they thought there has to be some Nafkimina on something in the Braisa. So they thought there must be the first line. So the Gemara says, "Lamai nafkimina." Why did the Tan incorporate it in a brayse? It must be the second and the third is agav the first line, just to write the whole inya bishle musa. But what is the whole thing relevant for the first line? Nafkimina is l'kid Rav Meri be'ed Rav Kana. Dar Rav Meri be'ed Rav Kana. The following state, the following din. Bodak b'konish al tana goy l'may erev yontif. Huh? He comes to the nest of the hen. And he comes, Rashi says, he comes, Ben Ashmosh's heir of Yontif, he's there the whole time, and he sees there are no Beitza. So obviously, the Beitza was not Noldo on heir of Yontif. He comes the next morning before Alos HaShachar Hishkim, Ulamochor on Yontif morning, Hishkim, Yontif morning, Shabbos morning, Hishkim, he comes, and what's above Beitza? He comes before Alos HaShachar, and he finds a Beitza. Muteres. Why is it Muteres? Because it's impossible. The Tanigoilis is the Tashmisha Bayom. There has to be Nola Bayom. He checked. It couldn't be that it was Nolda Balailo. So there were only two. And it was Nolda on the daytime of Yontif.
Yeah.
It came before Los HaShachar. So we assume it's Avadoes that it was Nolda on Erev Yontif. But that's impossible. But he checked. He looked on Erev Yontif. There was nothing there. So the Gemara says maybe he didn't look well. We are so convinced, the Gemara says, of this biological fact, that kosher tashmisha bayom, no la bayom, it's impossible otherwise, so we know for sure we have the right to assume, eimer le bodak yofi yofi. We must assume that he didn't check well on Erev Yontif, and it must have been nodo mibo yom on Erev Yontif. And what if he says, what are you talking? He shook it upside down. He took the thing, the kina, and he told him, shook it upside down, and there were no eggs. Then he put it back. How can you say, Eimel Abodak Yafi Yafi? Tafilu Bodak Yafi. And even if you know, Bevadai, that it absolutely is impossible, that it was not done there. Eimel Yotze Saruba V'chazra Havoi, Ukid the Rabbi Yechanan. Like Rabbi Yechanan said, that if 51% of the Beitza came out from the Gufa Tanagorles before Yonatan, then it went back in. And then the Beitza was Nolda B'Poyol, the whole Beitza was Nolda B'Yontif, so that's called the Beitza Shenolda, the heir of Yontif. So here in this case, I know B'Vadai that there was nothing there in the Kina, in the nest, and Erev Yontif, and now I see that it was born Balayla. But that's physically impossible, it should be born Balayla. That cannot be. The Brisa makes an absolute statement. So you must attribute it to the fact that we can figure out. It must have been that Yotzis Arubim Abodyam, even though that's far fetched. Yotzis the Gemara is going to say it on the base. That's a Milsa de la Shchicha. Very irregular. That it should be 51% came out, then it went back in, and it came out again 10 hours later. Gemara says, Mahatish Kembreira. Because of this biological Vadois, that's the way it has to be. Freg de Gemara. But it's all wrong. Ainly, but it's not correct. Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul Amar Rav. But he becomes a shaltan of God's mayor of Yontif. He checked Ben Ashmashis and he sees that there's nothing there. Below Matzah Babetza, there's no eggs. Well, the Machi Hishkim in Yontif morning, he comes before Alois HaShachar. Matzah Babetza, he finds an egg. Obviously, Asura. Why is it Asura? Because it was born in Beitza Shinolda Yontif. I but you just said it's impossible. And it must be that it was Nolda made heir of Yontif. So isn't it in contradiction to this? And for the Gemara, there are two kinds of eggs. Hasam b'desafna mayara. If it's an egg where they kept away all the roosters, and it wasn't fertilized, then it's possible that it should be Nolda. The likelihood is that it's also Nolda mayar bayom. The rov is, that's how Tesis shows from the Gemara on the base. The rov is even safna mayara, the Gemara assumes they're going to be Nolda bayom. But there is a miyot that will be Nolda Balayla. So here you have no choice. It was obviously Nolda Balayla. But in the previous case, the case of Rav Meri, Breid Rav Kana, we're talking about a case that the egg was fertilized. The egg was fertilized, so b'shum eifin, it can't be Nolda Balayla. Freg de Gemara, and how do you know? Ihachi de Rav Meri, Nami, how do you know just because there are roosters around? Who says that We're watching, and we know that it was Balayla. How do we know whether the rooster was Balayla? Maybe it's also a safna miyah. Yeah. Just because there's a rooster, bezok, that every egg is going to be beyad de dichra. Ihachi feg gemar the rab neri nami. Ema maybe meyara safna. Everything my name. Bidika zok abado. We're talking that there is a rooster around, and therefore we know that it's feg gemar. So what? Bidika zok anami. Ema meyara safna. Every single egg that comes out from the Tanagrad is going to be fertilized. Mar says, yes, absolutely. Amar Avina Gemiri, we have a tradition. The Gemara says that Ezra made a takone that you're not allowed to learn Torah in the state of Balkeri. So what was it? If you want to learn Torah, you have to go to Mikveh before you learn. So the Gemara says, what prompted Ezra to make such a takone? So that's the melitza that the Gemara has. Ketanagol means every single time. Whenever there's an opportunity, the Tanagol is always Bala Tanagol. That's the highest, apparently, from all the animals, from all the Balachayim, that's the one who's always doing Tashmish. That's what the Gemara says. Gemiri, we have a tradition. Whenever there's a Zachar around, it's never going to be Safta Miyar. He's going to have Tashmish. What do you mean a Zachar around? What's haste around? In the same room, Yichud. In the same hotel, in the same, how far away? A mile away, 5 miles away. How close does it have to be that you know for sure? Fegmov Yad Kama. And for the Gemara, since the Tarnagol is only Boala Tarnagol is Bayom, that's what we just said. Tashmisha Bayom, Nola Bayom. So here, it depends. If the Tanagoilas can hear the rooster screeching Bayom, Balayla it's quiet, so you can hear a Tanagol screeching even further away. But Balayla they don't have Tashmish. The chickens only have Tashmish Bayom. That's what the Gemara assumes over here. So Kalhecha de Shoma Kole Biyamama, if in the daytime when they're interested in having Tashmish, if they can hear the screech, which can be quite a distance away, so then we assume that it's Vadai. Gemiri, we have a tradition that it's going to be Vadai, not going to be a Safta Miyar. It's a Vadai, so it's going to be Boalel. And how far, what does that correspond to? Still does not. What does that correspond to? So the Gemara says, Ovid Rameri, Uvid, once Rameri Paskin, Halacha Lamaise, up until Ad Shitin Bati, 60 houses away. 60 houses away, quite a distance. Then the Gemara gives details. How far will a rooster be Moise Nefesh for his girlfriend? The Ika Nahara, and if there's a river that you have to cross, Hazai Vaitnish, Loyo. The hen is not, the rooster is not going to go, the hen is not going to go. What if there's a bridge? The Ika Mavra, if there's a bridge over the river, he will go. The Ika Mavra over will go. The Ika Metzra, what if the bridge doesn't really have walls on the side? It's just a string, to walk on. So then the Gemara says, Lo Yavra. Then you have no right to assume that it's a vadai, that it's going to cross. The Gemara says, once in a while it will be Moshe Nefesh. Once the rooster walked up, once they saw a case, so the Gemara is giving details about this halacha. Okay. Either the hen goes to her boyfriend, or the rooster goes to his girlfriend. One or the other. Yeah. Then the Gemara continues, then the Gemara has the next line is important halacha. What was the second memory? The second memory was Rav Yosi ben Shaul in the name of Rav. What did he say? Five lines from the bottom of Amud Aleph. He checked the hen. He checked the nest of the Tanagoylus. He found in the morning of Beitzah. So we assume that it's Osta. Why do you assume that it's also? Because it's talking about Safna Meyara, and obviously it was born Balailo. Safna Meyara may be born Balailo. Freg de Gemara, Ma Yirya Bodak. Why does it say in the Braise, if Bodak? He looked on Erev Yonta Ben Ashmashas and there was no Beitza there. So then you say that it was Vadai Nolda Balailo. What do you have to make a case Vadai? It'll be also even if Loiba. Kiloi Bodak Nami. If he's not Bodak, it'll also be us. What? Maybe there was a Beitza there Mebod Yom, and maybe it was not there Mebod Yom. You don't know. So it's a even though the whole din of Beitza Shinol Beyond was only the Rabbanon, you can't say Safik the Rabbanon Lekula because of Dov Sheish Lamatirin. So the Gemara asks, why does he say it's us in this case when you know Bevadai was Nol the Balel Yontif? It'll be the same din of Loi Bodak. So the Gemara says, not true. He loy badak. The Gemara answers if he wasn't Vedic and he doesn't know whether it's born on Erev Yontif or on Leil Yontif. Yeah, we're talking about a Safna Meyara. We're talking case there are no roosters at all. They locked in the hens and no roosters available at all. There has to be a Safna Meyara. So the Gemara says the din will only be oser if it's a vadois that it was nolda balayla. If it's a Safik, it is not the Bayom and Balayla, it'll be Mutter. Mori is, how can it be Mutter? But it's the Chadov Shesh HaMatirin. Sveika L'chumra? So the Gemara says, no. Ki loy bodak, eim emayes mol havoy. If you didn't check on Erev Yonta Ben Ashmosh, so you don't know whether the Beit was an old on Erev Yonta from on Leil Yonta, then you go the cooler. So Taisa says, why do you go the cooler? The second Taisa says, why do you go to Kula? But we just said it's the Chadov Sheish L'Matirin. So the Taisa says, no. The Gemara knows that the rove of the Beitzim, even Safna Meyara, annulled in Bayom. If it's a Beitza that's a Beya de Dichro, then it's more than a rove, then it's a Vadois. The Gemara says that's a biological fact of nature. It's Vada, Kosha Tashmisha Bayom, Nolda Bayom, it's only going to be Nolda Bayom. Unless you chicken, you turn on the lights. Okay. But if it's a Safna Meyara, then the rove is that will be Nolda Bayom. And despite the fact that it's a Dova Sheyesh L'Matirin, rove is good L'Hakil. Azoi Shteit Beferish. The Ran points out the Taisus. That's the only way to read the Gemara. You see from this Gemara that a Dova Sheyesh L'Matirin, your Machmer, what your Machmer? Machmer Aser, everything. No. Your Machmer is Topic, the Rabbana L'Kula, Getnishtam. Somehow that Svek Sveka did the Reise Lugulke Dech and Ishton, Machlek is in Yeridea. But the Svek Sveka Lukula is muta by Dov Shesh Matiran and not. But if you have a Roid Lahakil, no, Roid Lahakil is a Roid, Achrab Mahatis, that's not a Sophic. A Roid Lahakil is muta, even though it's a Dov Shesh Matiran. That's what the Ran points out. The Yeshlam and the Shani Hochmishim the Gamki Safna Miara, Shriach the Oled is Bayon, Yosemi Balayla. The Rov clearly is that it's Nolad Bayon. So if the rove is lahakel, then you makel, despite the fact that it's a double sheish lamatir. And more just works out the cheshbon of the likelihood. Okay, but that's the maskanas hagemara. When you have a rove on a double sheish, a rove lahakel by double sheish matirin, you are makel. Bittel beroiv, you don't say. Bittel beroiv, that's a different story. Double sheish matirin, I feel the be'alef loy batil. That's a different story because I know bevadai that there's a trefa egg. and it got mixed in with the others. That ikva yisur, that's a suffix of taruvus, a different story. But if you don't have a taruvus and ikva yisur, it's not a shayla tikkul beroy. I have a beitza, I'm not sure whether it's nolda beyontif, nolda be'er yontif, and the likelihood is the rov is, for some reason or another, that it was nolda be'er yontif. So the rov is lahakel. So you go lahakel, despite the fact that it's no shesh makir. Dittel beroyif, you don't allow, and azlina basaruba, you do allow. That's the fairish in the Gemara.
So maybe it's only Gavah and Mutzah.
Right. Maybe Ashayla deraisa dav shesh matir, you would not be mekel. No, possibly, but the Rishonim assume that there's no difference. You have a time, maybe there should be a difference. Then the Gemara comments on the Mishnah. The Mishnah has three unrelated machlekes in the beginning. We finished Beit Shinald. Okay, now we're up to the next Mishnah. So the first Mishnah had three disputes between Mishana and Bisilu, all have to do with Yontif, and all three, Atzad HaShav Shabem, all three have in common one thing unusual, that the Beis Hillel is the Machmer, and the Beis Shammah is the Mekel, in Hilchus Yontif. That's what Rashi said, that's what Taisa said. If you look on the Mishnah, Rashi says it on the Mishnah, and Taisa says the same thing. Taisa says the same thing on the Mishnah. Huh? Taisa writes, Sir, because I is. Shai Chachamidi, the Machloek is what's the Shia for Ba'i Rabbi Matzah, has nothing to do with Masachas Beitzah. It belongs in Psachim. What's it doing in Beitzah? Zilchus Yontif. But the reason why they put it, Alamaisi can't last Mili, Gabi Yontif, the Beisil Lechumer, Beisham Lechum. Tosis says the exact same thing as Rashi. Sometimes the Achrenim on the Dayek, what is Tosis being Moisif on Rashi? It's Kemat the same thing to the Kvetch, and the Kvetch till he find that there's a Mashahu of a distinction. The Pashtus is like the Marat Chais writes over here. No difference. A lot of times Tosfos is just quote Rashi verbatim. Not verbatim, verbatim. They're saying sometimes they quote B'Shem Rashi, sometimes they won't quote B'Shem Rashi. Sometimes Tosfos is not the... they're quoting a Rashi. Poshim Shah, they just quoted Rashi. So here the Gemara, so the Mishnah has a Machlekes B'Shama B'Silo. What's the Shia for Chametz for Bal Yeroi Bal Yimotz? The Shia for Sa'or. Sa'or means...
Yeast.
If you have dough, if you mix flour with water, it takes a while till it rises. How does it rise? Because the microorganisms keep on multiplying. So let's say you'll save some. So if you're going to bake the whole thing, usually the balabasta bakes the whole thing. Sure. So when she bakes it, so the heat of the oven is so high, it kills all the bacteria. It kills all the microorganisms. So there's no more live microorganisms there. So let's say I want to mix flour with water to make next Friday, I want to make challahs. So then you can't take a piece of last week's baked challah. I can't take a cookie and throw it into over here. That's not my I can't take schnapps. Schnapps is chametz. Beer is chametz. So I'll pour a little schnapps into flour. Water is not going to cause it to rot. Schnapps doesn't have any microorganisms. But if you add the raw, if you mix flour with water, the microorganisms come in from the air. It multiplies. You leave a little bit over... For next week, it's going to be billions of microorganisms, which will have already eaten up all of the dough, and it's all yeast, it's all microorganisms, and it tastes absolutely awful. It's not shaykh, it's not roi l'achilas odem, some rishonim hold, not even roi l'achilas akela. So that's full of live microorganisms. So if next week I'll mix flour with water, I want it to rise fast. I don't want it to take a whole day long, so I'll take this yeast, and I'll throw it in, so that'll serve as a catalyst to rise. So that's called sa'or. Chometz is the cookies and the challah and then the schnapps and whatever and the baked goods. And sa'or is the live stuff, the raw dough that I didn't bake. Once you bake it, so you kill the microorganisms from the heat. So if you didn't bake it, then it has a din of sa'or. So bal yirah bai matish teit nechumish leirolacha chometz leirolacha sa'or. There's a din of bal yirah both on chometz and on sa'or. What's the shear? In order to violate by your Rabbi Matzasi. And Sa'or, they both agree. The Shama Bisil both agree. The Shir for by your purposes is Kazayas. Kazayas is the volume of a Zayas Beinani, an average size olive. It's hard to tell what's the large olives, and small olives, and average size olives. And average size the olives are not so big. The olives are pretty small. Olive, average size olives are machloikis are rishonim, whether shlish beitz or chatzi beitz. Is it the volume that corresponds to a half an egg? Our eggs are large size eggs. We're not talking large. medium-sized eggs. We don't buy them. They don't even sell them in the store. They make mayonnaise from it. So medium-sized eggs. What percentage? Okay. What amount of an egg constitutes a kazayis as a machlokes? So it's chatzi beitzo or shlish beitzo. So for the purpose of bal yira by matzi for saor. For the raw yeast, that everybody agrees that the shear is kazayis. What about the bal yira by matzah for the chometz? Is that shear kazayis? That they need a bigger shear at kikoseves. Kikoseves is the size of a date. So that's the machlokes b'sham b'sul. So the Gemara says, the whole argument. My time, I had a Beis Shammai. How did Beis Shammai come up to say that it's a different shear for Chometz and a different shear by Yerah for Sor? So they argue like this. Why did the Torah have to write by Yerah both by Chometz and by Sor? Sor is Dachmo Chomer. Sor is Chimutz Kosher. Sor is Machmet Tisus Acher. Sor can serve as a catalyst to make other things Chometz. A cookie can serve as a catalyst to make other things Chometz. So let it just write in the Chumash that there's by Yerah by Matzah on cookies, on schnapps, on beer. That the cookie cannot serve as a catalyst to be machmas tisrachei. Still, you have a din from bal yira by matzah. The hakal v'chaymer that the or which is chometz, which is machmas tisrachei, should certainly be. So why does the Torah have to write bal yira by chometz, bal yira by sor? Muzayin that there's a difference. It must be that one is more chometz than the other. By the sor, which is more chometz, the shear is kazayis. And by the chometz, you only violate by your rabbi matzeh if you have kaseh v'sagah. So that's the logic of the Beishamah. What did the Beisilul do to counteract that? So they say there's no kal v'chaymeh, nishtahi nishtahir. Just because there's by your rabbi matzeh, the two possibilities in either direction. Just because there's by your rabbi matzeh on cookies are roi l'achila. But the raw dough that you left from last week to this week is mamash not roi l'achila. I would have said that there's no Issa Rachila, there's no Issa Bal Yirah, it's nothing with nothing. How can you call it Macholas Aser, if it's not Roi Lachila? So that's what the Gemara says. The Beis Hillel will say there's no Kal V'chaymer from one to the other. On the one hand, you can say that Chometz is Mocham because it's Roi Lachila. On the other hand, you can argue that Tzor is Mocham because it's Machmen Sisa Zachir. So the Pasuk had to write both. The Pasuk had to write that there's Bal Yirah by Matzah both by Chometz and by Tzor. So the Gemara just concludes and says, but again, to achila zainan ala maskin, everybody's maskin. That the Easter achilas chometz and achilas sor, they all agree that the shear is kazayis. There's no difference in the shear.
Even though sor is not the achila,
yeah, because the pasuk says you're not allowed to eat sor. Achila sheep, no, it's not nipsom achila. You're not allowed to eat it. So the shear is kazayis. The whole machlek is b'sham and b'silah. Only is benegeit to bal yirah by matzah. So it's interesting. There's a Ran in Psochem on the first daf, but Yosef Engel has a whole essay in one of his svarim. Is there such a thing as a siog deraisa? Yeah. A gzeira deraisa. The Torah says you're not allowed to. Usually we're used to thinking a siog derabana. Oh, that's what the. The Ovis derabnosan has those examples. Right. The first mission in Pirkei Ovis says, Asei siog la Torah. So the Ovis derabnosan says, but you have to use seichel?
Right.
You have to pattern the dinam derabonon after the dinam deraisa. Eizu siyog shosas haTorah lidvareho. What is the siyog that the Torah made to show us the way? So the Ovis Dramnosan with the Medrash Rabbah give these two mesholim. That it says the Nozer is not allowed to drink wine, that's what we're really out for. And it says he's not allowed to eat grapes, and you're not allowed to eat chatzan v'zagin. That's only a siyog that he shouldn't get to drinking the wine. And then the other marshal that's given by the Ovis Dramnosan by the Medrash is, you're not allowed to be boal ala isha sish, you're not allowed to be boal anida. Maybe Shem or Yoima, the person will think he's going to kiss his wife when she's anida. Agape, fanashi, galduki, rebusta, everything but the Easter itself. But Ovis Dramnosan sounds like it's an Easter deraisa. Machlek is the Ramam and the Ramban. The Ramam holds a kirubasa by the Araisa is an Easter deraisa. So the Achronim point out, this Ovis Dramnosan sounds like the Ramam, that it is an Issa Deraisa. That it shouldn't lead to Gezel. Tirchok. I mean, the word Tirchok sounds like it's a Siog. Shema Yovali Deima Gzela. It leads to Gzela. Okay. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole essay in one of his Svarim. It's not Nasan Deraisa, I don't think. He has one of the other Svarim, a whole list of Siog Deraisa. Yogim Deraisin. So one of the Mishonami quotes is the Ran and Daf Aleph Omer Aleph and Stochen. On the first Daf, the Ran has a Kasha and the Rif. And if our emphasis is the Kasha by Tuing of Achidish, that the Yisra Bal Yerob Bal Yimotzei is the Siyok Shem Yobel Yochla, as it says in the Chumash. How does it say? Leibol HaSor, Ki Kolecha Machmetz is in Ichrusa. It says Ki Kolecha, the reason why Bal Yerob Bal Yimotzei is because if you eat it, you'll be Chayat Kors. Shem Yobel Yochla, that's the Pasha B'Shan. So if you hold like the Ran, then we understand the Beis Hillel very well. The Beis Hillel say, what are you going to tell me that the Bayura, Bayimotze, by Chometz is Koseves? No, but if you eat it, everybody agrees that Achille is Shiris Kazayis. And the whole Issa Bayura, Bayimotze is Asyog. So of course the Shiris Kazayis. So the Beis Hillel sheet, we understand very well the way the Ran explained it. The way the Ran explained it, the Shaila Beishamai clearly don't agree with the Ran. Beishamai hold that by Rabbi Moshe are separate Issas, not a siyog deraisa shema yovel liyochla. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense that the shear for Bar Yoh should be kosevitz, the shear for Achille should be kazayis. But even within Beis Hillel, it's also not so muchroch. The Gemara never said like the Ran, that the reason why the Beis Hillel hold that the shear, everything is kazayis, for Bar Yeroah and for Achille, everything is kazayis. The Gemara didn't say it's a siyog. So if you want, you can learn that that's what the maskana was. The maskana was, like the Ran said, that it's a siyog. Or you could learn, no, that even the Beis Hillel agree with the Beis Sham. There's nothing to do, it's not a siyog derais. It's a separate isa, but the way the psukim can work out, it comes out that they're all kazais. That's the Sham. Okay, the last few years, we have Rabbi Yudkin comes from Kiryat Malachi, where they have special boys' schools and girls' schools for the Lubavitcher, for the Russian Jews, not only Lubavitcher, who came from Russia. They have to teach him all of this. He comes to raise money.
Also die ganze Kavone, wenn er rauszubringen, die nicht von Russland, ist er nicht nur Krummkeil. Sie sollen bleiben, Mieden sollen sie bleiben. Sie sind abgerissen von jüdischen Volk. Die Russland hat gedroht, dass sie ganz nicht geniegt sind. Wir retten sie in Krummkeil. Mit Niederausgebracht, die nicht gleich, als an unten nach Wochen, alles und viel nach Recht rausgebracht, die mit Niederausgebracht. Also die Russland hat viele das, wo die Zeitungen schreiben, es kommen nicht, wo sie nicht geniegt auf die Aloche, aber die Seite sind geniegt. Und das hat man gewählt, herausbringen, jeden Tag. Mit kommen sie in Amerika, mit kommen sie das Wort, was sie sollen, mit bringen sie in Zwiesigkeit. Zu einer Rente habe ich gesagt, noch mein Tag, ich sage ein Wort noch. Mein Tag hat mal gesagt, zu den Kindern gesagt, ich bin jämlich gekommen zu Jesus. Ich bin Jesus gefallen auf dem Haus und bin jämlich gewählt bei Christen und bei Zähne. Und bin jämlich gefallen auf dem Haus und gewählt auf mich geschildert. Mein Tag hat gesagt, zu den Kindern, aber was hat die jämlich gedacht, wenn er mich geschildert? Also hat gerade der eigene
mentioned last week, 2 weeks ago, when we started the Gemara. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Kol yama gudal kedena chachomim, lamatzasi tov laguf mishtika." That the best thing is not to talk so much. So the Mefarshim say that's only laguf. That's only in Gashmi's bigger things. It's better not to talk. But when it comes to Torah, when it comes to Ruchnias, adirabe, it's better to talk, to explain, barachove, to discuss, barichis, all the halacha. And the Chafetz Chaim has such an essay where he quotes the Gemara comments on the pasuk in Iyot, Adam lo amo yulod. So the Gemara says, "Any a day im la mal malocha or la mal peh." So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk that it means la mal peh. Then the Gemara says, "Any a day, what kind of amal peh? Does it mean amal dvar metelim? Or does it mean amal divrei Torah?" Gemara learns that, then it means amal divrei Torah. So the Chafetz Chaim explains, there's nothing wrong with talking barichas about divrei Torah, but Rav had midas chasidus. Rav had esen mila de chasiduso that the Goyim collected from all of the different Gemaras, a short Shivas HaGoyim, where they collect all the Midas Chassidus. So one of them was that Lo Soch Sticha B'Teila Miyomav, the Rambam quotes that, but not only Lo Soch Sticha B'Teila Miyomav, even in Divrei Torah also was Mamish Mitzumtzum. It's very Mitzumtzum. He just said briefly. So the Gemara here quotes a Memra of Rav, Amar Avun Amar Rav. He left off on Vav on the base, about 15 lines from the bottom. Avun quotes the name of Rav, a brief memory, Beitza im Itziyosa Nigmaro. Now, he's not saying a biology. He's not giving a biology lecture. Rav wouldn't talk Sicha B'Teila. He's making some kind of a halachic statement, but he doesn't say L'may Nafkemine. Is it relevant for Basa B'Cholav? Is it relevant for Shabbos? Is it relevant for Yontifs? L'may Nafkemine, is it relevant for Chayshim Ishpat, Yeredei, which Chelev Shulchan Aruch? He doesn't explain. So that's what the Gemara asks. What's the thing it mean? My imitziyasa nigmara. What did he mean? E lame, if you should say pshatas like this. Imitziyasa nigmara. If the egg, if the hen lays the egg and it comes out from the goof of the hen, then it's paralyzed. But calls man that it doesn't come out from the goof, it's still fleshig. The Gemara the din is not true. There is a machloek in Satanoim Rabbi Yankif and the Chachamim on the next daf on the sixth wide line. Machloek is Satanoim. At what point does the yeg become paraver? When do you say that the yeg is still inside the Tanagrelis? It still has the status of being fleshig. And when does it lose that status and it becomes paraver? But nobody says that it has to be born. No one holds imitzios and nigma. That's against all the Tanoim. My imitzios and what does he mean? E lame, if you should say the pshat is imitzios and nigmar, when it leaves the gufa tanegoyles, then it's part of umateris liochlab b'cholov. Then it's no longer fleshy. How the meim or kozman that it doesn't leave the gufa tanegoyles, it's fleshy asur liochlab b'cholov. Correct the gemara, it's for sure not correct. It's against all the tanoim. Once in a while, you have rab tanahu palik. Once in a while you have Rab does disagree with all the Tanoim who preceded him, but the Gemara didn't think that that's the case over here. So Gemara, frak Akasha v'hatanya, we have a beferish b'raisa that the eggs inside the gufa tanegrelis are also paraga shercha tanegrelis and matzah b'beitzim gemurais l'toris li'achla mecholav, and even with the machlekes Rab Yankiv and the Tanakama, but still nobody says you have to have the ladle.
So he says no.
Oh, okay. That's where the Gemara is going to go weiter. The Gemara is going to go weiter, yeah?
The beta is in the Tarangol. It's not a salad kvita. Not a salad, it's more buff.
Well, that's...
In the flesh. A bear in the flesh.
Yeah, but still, that reaches a point that the data is paravah.
Maybe a day or reminds you of a very short time, you know. Before it comes out.
When it starts, when the data starts, it is a shtick flesh. But then after developing, the whole development of the beta, every other day, the Tanigolas gives off lays eggs, I think, every other day. So it doesn't have 48 hours, it has to lay the eggs. So everything develops very quickly. So when the beitza begins to develop, it is takafleshik, and then it reaches a certain point.
Well, it's right, very soft.
Okay, but then it reaches a point that it's paravit. Then we had all the different shitas we discussed, all the different shitas when it becomes paravit. But nobody holds in itziyasa. No one holds that the cutoff point is after it leaves the gufa of the tanegrelis. So the Gemara says, no, it must probably have something to do with the topic over here in beitza. Beitza shenol de biyontiv was a machlokes bisham and besilo. And they still hold books or whatever, all the four reasons that the Gemara gave. So maybe that's what he means. Ella, what's the gemein? Imitziyasa nigmara, umuteris liochla beyontif. That what? If a beitza was nolda on erev yontif, beitza was nolda on erev yontif, then you're allowed to eat it. But if you shech the chicken, if you shech the hen on yontif and you find beitzim inside, So that's the same as Beitzah Shen Older B'Yontif. That Beitzah would have been older today if not for the fact that I shechted the chicken quickly. If I would have waited another 5-6 hours, a day is a long day, if I would have waited a couple of hours, the Beitzah would have been older B'Yontif. So is that what Rav meant? Im Yitziyasa Nigmar, if the Beitzah is Nolda on Erev Yontif, then it's Mutter. But if the Beitzah was Lo Nolda Erev Yontif, and I shech the Tanagoilis and I find the Beitzah, Hobi Mei Imo, if it's still inside the Tanagoilis, Asura Liyachla B'Yontif, because that's the same as Beitzah Shenolda B'Yontif. The Gemara says, how can it be? V'Hatanya, we have a Braisa that says not so. Ashechet is the Tanagoilis Matzah B'Beitzah and Gemuris, Mataris Liyachla B'Yontif. Say the fairies that it's mutter. So the Gemara says, well, maybe Rav holds that the Bryce is wrong.
Yeah.
The Chitema, maybe Rav will want to say, Kamashalam, the Bryce, and my Delay Ashminim Masnis. And Rashi learns Pshat like this. The Bryce is exceeding what it says in the Mishnah. Rav learned by Rav Yudah Nasi, and Rav holds from the Mishnah. This Bryce, it's not a Tosefta here on the left side. It says Liel Daf Beis and Beis. This Brisa doesn't appear in the Tosefta. Maybe Rav holds that it's Mishabesh Tehi. The Gemara says that any Brisa that was not officially incorporated into the Tosefta of Abchev or Abayshi, he can't ask any kashas from, because maybe it's a mistake. Maybe it's not reliable. But that's how Rashi reads over here. The Chitema, maybe he'll tell me that Rav holds the Brisa as a mistake. Komash Malam Brisa. The Brisa is telling me, my Delayashminim and Masnisen. Bryce is telling me something that cannot be inferred from the Mishnah, and the Bryce is wrong. The Bryce is a Mishamesh. The Tosis doesn't learn like Rashi. That's how Rashi reads. Maybe he'll say the Bryce is wrong. The Gemara says, no, Hanami Tanina, we can be medayik this from the Mishnah also. That if you shech the Tanagoilus and you find the inside Beitzim, on Yontif, there's no Machlekes Bisham and Bisil. The whole Machlekes only was Beitzah Shenolda B'Yontif. Everybody, Hanami Tanina, the Shtetach in the Mishnah. Beitzah Shenolda B'Yontif B'Shamay say, Teyachal B'Silla say, Loi Teyachal. And the simple reading in the Mishnah implies, Vat Kadla Pligi B'Shamay B'Silla Lalo, Benolda, if it's Nolda B'Yontif, Avul B'Mei Yimon, if Yishech the Tanagoilis. And it's the Rehakal Shari, and everybody would agree that it's Mutta. Either Chitema, maybe you'll pshetl, no, maybe you have to read the Mishnah differently, and the Brice is correct. The Chitema, maybe you have to say like this, Beisilala hold, Afila b'meima nami asri. Even a Beitzah was not born, it's also the same Hachana. Rashi says, because of Hachana de Rabbo. What do you mean Hachana de Rabbo?
Because the egg was there now. There. Now you have it.
Yeah, but you couldn't get it if you wanted.
Is the Rashi? Rashi dima maschal b'yontif. Ache koma. Yotzisa vaday mi bad yom. You see the Rashi right in the middle of the yomud. B'yontif. Ache koma. Pshatn rav. Yotzisa vaday mi bad yom. If the beitzah was nolda mi bad yom, is mutter you're permitted to eat the egg on yontif. Ki vaday hu de nigmar b'chol. Ava lo yotzisa. But if the beitzah was lo nolda on erev yontif, was lo nolda on yontif either. I shech the tanegoylis and I find inside beitzim. So Rashi explains, Abba lo yotzis on Erev Yontif, lo nigmaro b'chol.
Lo yom means Erev Yontif or means on Yontif?
No, lo yom means Erev
Yontif.
If the Beitzah was not on Erev Yontif, there's no problem. You can eat the egg on Yontif. Abba lo yotzis, but if it wasn't Nolda, didn't leave the goof ha-panagoylis, lo nigmaro b'chol, v'asura mishum hachona derab, because Rashi learned before, hachona derab, doesn't only mean if you have an improper hachana from Yontif to Shabbos, Shabbos to Yontif. The reason why an improper hachana you're not allowed to eat it is because improper hachana is the equivalent of no hachana. Whenever there's no hachana, then muktzah is deraisa. That was the Rashi before. Hachana derabba, the rabba holds that muktzah is deraisa. The yalef mehacha, the muktzah deraisa. Rashi learns pshat against all the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim say, rabba's din of hachana derabba is if you oichel b'zuchan on Yontif to Shabbos. Or the Eichel was Huchan on Shabbos for Yontif, so the Eichel had an improper Achana. What if the Eichel didn't have any Achana? In the middle of Shabbos, middle of Yontif, never had any Achana. That's Muktzah, never had any Achana. So all the Rishonim say Muktzah is only the Rabbanon. There's not going to be Muktzah the Reis. And Rashi holds not so. Achana the Rabba means if he had an improper Achana, that's the equivalent of lacking Achana, because improper Achana doesn't count. And lack of Achana is the basic thing, that Muktzah is the Reis. So that's what Rashi is explaining over here in this pshat, that the Beitzah shalom nolda me'erev yontif, gam lo nolda b'yontif, it wasn't nolda. I shech the tanagolas and I find inside beitzim. So the Gemara thought at this point that that's why Rav is saying you're not allowed to eat it. He says because it lacks achana. Because it lacks achana. That's the same. That's the same as achana the Rav. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as it's still fleishig, then it's part of the
chicken.
Once it's no longer fleishig, then it's a separate entity and it never had any achana. It wasn't an erev yontav. It wasn't in a state that you can eat it. Then you shech the hen. And now you're able to get to it to eat it, so that means that the beitzim lack hachana. So that's what the Gemara suggests. Maybe that's pshat and rab. So the Gemara says, well, it's against the brais. The brais says beferish shochet tanagolus the matzah ba beitzim gemoris mataris liyachlam mechalav. I v'chitema. Maybe he'll tell me rab disagrees with the brais because rab holds the brais is exceeding what it says in the mishnah. Rab holds that the mishnah says, but he holds a beitzim shalom no the zos. The Gemara says no. It can't be. That's what it implies in the Mishnah. Either chitema, six lines from the bottom, the five lines from the bottom, chitema, maybe you'll say no, that it says in the Mishnah like Rav. The chitema, Basil really hold afilu b'meim anami yasri. Basil hold like Rav, that if you shech the tanagolas and find inside beitzim, you're not allowed to eat it. So why does the Mishnah
no
only have the machloikas by beitzim shenoldo? The yontav? You should even have the machloikas by beitzim shenoldo. The b'haidik taninoldo. Maybe it's lahadiyacha kerchan the beishamai. Maybe the reason why the Mishnah only records the machloikas by beitzah shenolda is to tell yachidish within beishamai. Dafila nolda namishoru. Okay, maybe that's the pshat. So then the Gemara says, so what are you going to do with the brisa? Elo the tanya shechas tanakolas matzah be beitzim gruis mitalas liachlam biyontiv. Frig the Gemara who sheet is mani lo beishamai v'lo beisul. So Tosis tanya is against Rashi. What do you mean? He just said it's Mishabeshtes.
Right.
He just said, Rashi said the whole suggestion was V'chitema, the third wide line. V'chitema k'mashmolam b'brais and madle hashmina m'masnis, and that line means that the brais is Mishabeshtes.
Yes.
So what are you asking, who's the brais? The brais is wrong.
Right.
Brais made a mistake. So Tosis interprets the Gemara differently. Okay. But basically, it's the Gemara is just rejecting this pshat. You cannot say this pshat.
What would you have in for the Beshele to say? You
cannot eat it by now. Yes, so that's the Rashi that lacks a hachana. Because this beitzah, so you couldn't have eaten on Erev Yontif. It didn't exist. It does exist. It's inside. But on Erev Yontif, it didn't exist as a beitzah. And then you shech the tanagoilas, all of a sudden, ayesh me'ayin a beitzah. So he says, if the beitzah is still dito kibosar, the early stages of development, that cave and mevare, uchla difference. That's part of the tanagolus. But if the beitz is no longer fleishig, it's already a part of a beitz. So it's a separate entity. It's not cave of mevare, and you weren't able, you didn't have access to it, and erev yontav because the tanagolus was still alive, running around.
Yes.
So when you shech the tanagolus, and before you appears this beitz that's a part of the thing, separate entity from the tanagolus that never had any achona. It's like if something came up, Yesh Me'ayin, Fenunta Deret, the Michael came up, that we had no access to on Erev Yontif. Yeah. So the first, Nachama, so the first suggestion the Gemara gave was, we're not sure what Rab said, because Rab would get cocked vertens. If he would have said what, if he would have spoken like a normal person, would have said another sentence, we would have known. Is he talking Hilchos Yontif? Is he talking Hilchos Basa B'cholav? Is he talking Hilchos Avelis? What is he talking about? He just says imitziyos and nigma, doesn't explain himself. He doesn't want to violate sicha b'teila. So he's so medactic, he knocks out all the amaroyim for the next few generations. They have to give six suggestions to try
what
to stand
mean?
On that. What's the gemein? So the first suggestion was he's talking about hilchus basa b'cholav. Until the beitza leaves the tanagoyles, is fleshy. So Gemara says nobody holds like that. Can't be. Second suggestion was he means imitziyos and nigmaro. If the beitza is nulled on erev yontif, then inside. There's no problem. You can eat. You're allowed to eat eggs on Yontif.
Yeah,
Shabbos and Yontif. You're permitted to eat eggs on Erev Shabbos and Yontif only if they were nolda on Erev Yontif.
Yeah.
And Erev Shabbos. But if you shech the tanagolas on Yontif, the beitzim should be mea tanagolas have the same status as beitzim shenolda the Yontif that it's us. Gemara says it can't be. That's not correct. It can't be. Elo, we're going to give a third shot. Elo, Zag the Gemara, second line from the bottom. Elo, he must be making a biological statement. I Rav taught in a college. He's teaching biology. Elo, the Gemara is going to say, has halachic relevance. He made a statement in the area of biology that's negel halach and choshem mishpat. Ela mitzias and nigma megadelus efroichim. If the tanegoilus lays the egg and it leaves the gufa tanegoilus, such an egg can develop later to become a chick. But the meima, if you shech the tanegoilus and you find an egg inside, even though it has a hard shell, you can have the hen can sit on the egg forever and ever. That will never turn into a chick. Anyway, gadelus efroichim. Mal meinach kemina. What, that's biology? What's irrelevant to halacha? L'maisa for din Torah, l'mekach ha-memkar. What do you mean l'mekach ha-memkar? Because the maisa shahaya ki hahu, there was once a story that goes as follows. As the following story goes, ki hahu, one person, the omalahu, came to the store, and he said, beyed the pachya l'man. Who has beitzim? Who has eggs that were laid by a hen that's screaming? Means by a live hen that's still walking around, jumping around, and talking. He doesn't want beitzim from a tanegoilus that's geshochten, not that you shecht and a tanegoilus took the beitzim. He says, I want beitzim that were laid by a live hen. So they gave him beitzim. What's the difference? They gave him beitzim de shchuta. Yavulei said they fooled him, and they sold him beye de shchuta. And then later on, he took these beitzim. The other Rishonim have a girsa. He put the tanegoilus to sit on top. Nothing happened. It didn't develop into anything. So he comes back and he says, "Amekach toes." He wants his money back because he said lachatchila he wants beye de pachya l'man. He wants beitzim that were eggs that were laid by a live hen. Yeah. No. That's what the Gemara sounds like it's saying.
Why does he speak?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why doesn't he speak directly? We should say, I want the eggs that can become chickens. Not
that's
to,
what it means.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that. It's not explicit.
The Gemara's got to explain. It wasn't explicit. No.
Not explicit.
Yeah. So the Gemara says also, so they had it in Torah. So he wanted his money back. He says, I wanted Beit Pachya. And they didn't want to give him his money back. What's the difference? This egg, that egg, it's all the same thing. Also, the kamei, the rabbami, the kefir, the intera, amaluhus, the rabbami paskin, mekach toesu, the hodar. He has the right to insist he wants all of his money back because it's mamish, the wrong thing. Like I ask for 5 pounds of potatoes and he gives me 5 pounds of onions. 5 pounds of onions is a different thing. It's not the same as 5 pounds of potatoes. I ask for a tape recorder and he gives me a radio. It's the wrong thing. If you sell the wrong thing, it's in Gansen Mekachtois. Fregdim Apshita. What's such a it's such a deep psak that we had to tell over the story? Avada the psak is Poshit. He asked for Beit Pachya. Mar says, no. Mar the Tema, he never said, I want an egg that will develop into a chicken. He just said, Beit Pachya. So Mar the Tema, one might think, Hi Lachila Kaboy Luhu. Really?
He wants to eat the eggs.
So what did he want? Why did he insist on there the pachya? Oh, why the come with the pachya? Mishum the tzrivon, because they're bigger, because they taste better. And then it wouldn't be a mekachtos. But sof kol sof, he wants a bigger egg and they gave him a smaller egg. No. Then it would be oinor. That wouldn't be mekachtos. Then it would be oinor. The Mishnah says in Baba Basra that if there's a mistake in min, we're learning beitzas. I come to this forum store. I say, need a gemara beitzah. We're learning beitzah. He gives me a gemara Shabbos. He gives me a gemara baba basra. What has got to do with beitzah? It's the wrong thing. I asked for this, and he gave me the wrong thing. So that's called mekach toes. But then, let's say I ask for a gemara beitzah, and he gives it to me, and he overcharges me. So that's not a din of mekach toes. That's a din of aynor. Or let's say I say I want I come to the butcher shop, I want quality A beef, a quality A whatever, vegetables, eggs, whatever, and then he gives me quality B or quality C. So whenever there's a mistake in quality, then the Mishnah says that that's Aynor. That's not a din of Mekach Tos. That's a din of Aynor. Whenever there's a mistake, yes. So the Gemara says like this. So the Gemara says, if the mistake wasn't the price, I bought something and he charged me too much, or by mistake he charged too little. So then the Gemara says there are three categories: pachas mishtus, exactly shtus, or yes mishtus. Exactly shtus is not exactly $3.81. Shtus is a whole range. The Gemara and in Bob Metzia, it makes the whole explanation. Perkazov, Shtus is a whole range because there are two ways to calculate Shtus. So that whole range is considered Shtus. Mabar Malagav, yeah. So the Gemara says whenever the mistaken price was Pachas Mishtus, so then there's no penalty. Then you don't penalize the fellow. You don't have to give anything back.
Yeah.
Whatever the mistake was, Shtus, this range that we call 1/6 Shtus, Shin Tov Vav Pes, stupidity, foolishness, that's for the tests. Ashaita, Shin Vav Pes. So that kind of Shtus is Shin Tes Vav Tov. And this is Shin Tov Vav Tov, Shtus is 1/6. So whatever the mistake was in the Shtus, 1/6, that range that we call Shtus, so then the Mekach is Kayon. But the one who got cheated is entitled to ask for
adjustment.
Right, that he should give him a refund. And if it's yes and mishtus, then the one who got cheated has the right to say, I don't want to deal with you, I want my money back, and I want to give you back the thing. So many Rishonim say, on that Mishnah in Hameches HaSvina, in the middle of Bava Basra, that even though the Mishnah says that if I sell you something that's inferior quality, I sell you flesh inferior quality or something like that, that's also a din of Aino. It's not a din of Mekach Toys. It's Aino, but it doesn't have the dinim of Pachas Mishtus and Shtus and Yes Mishtus. Whenever it's a mistaken quality, he said he wanted quality A, and they gave him clearly quality B. It's different quality. So even though the mistake is less than Shtus, still the din is that there is a penalty of Aino. He fooled him?
Why should it be
Mekach Toys? I don't know. That's how the Mishnah says. It's not a Mekach Toys.
Even though I can't use it, in other words,
No. If you can't use it at all, then it's considered a different min. Let's say I buy an automobile and it doesn't work. So you don't say that's a mistake in quality. There are automobiles that work and automobiles that don't work. No, if the automobile doesn't work, it's not an automobile. That's a mistake in min. That's a toy. An automobile means that it works. An automobile that's missing an engine, you don't say that's a mum. Usually when you have a mum, so that's called a no. Because it's a weak, poorer quality. A mum haste, I bought an automobile and it has scratches over there. It's not pretty. I thought it was a brand new automobile. Doesn't have any scratches. When you start off, it doesn't have any scratches. So if it does have scratches, that's a parsha of Aynor. That's not a din of Mekach Toys. But if I buy an automobile that doesn't even function at all, the brakes don't work. So that's not called a mum. It doesn't work. So that's mamish Mekach Toys. Let's say a man marries a woman and it turns out that she's an islandess. So the Mishnah says that if I know that she's an islandess in advance, then is that Kiddush and Atos? You can make Kiddush a woman as an islandess. Kiddush and Atos. If a woman marries a woman or a man marries a man, Kiddush and Atos. But if a man marries an islandess, we say Kiddush and Atos. What if he didn't know in advance that she was an islandess? Then the first Mishnah in Yivamis, Pashup Shat, the Mishnah says that it's a Kiddush Atos. And you don't need a get, Pashup Shat, not even with the Rabbanim. Many Rishonim say you don't need a get, not min HaTorah, not min Rabban. If a man marries a woman, it turns out that she's an akoro, she's unable to have children because of a hormone imbalance, or because of some kind of a problem, so that's not called the Kiddush HaTorah. Why, that's like a mum. She's a regular woman, but she has a mum that she can't have children. But that's what one of the major purposes of marriage, the Gemara says, Einisha Elo Labanim. An akora can't have children. If you treat properly, if you get the right hormones, you can straighten it out. An islandess is a different kind of a body. Even if you're going to treat with hormones and everything, it's impossible to have children.
Why should it be an ekhtos? If it's an initial labonin, and if your islandess can't have children, so it should be a mekhtos.
Right. The pashtus in the Mishnah is that islandess is mamish a mekhtos. Kiddush and atops, and if you know in advance the woman's an islandess, and kibbal alei, and he says, I want to marry her, even though I know that she's an islandess. Then kiddush and atops. But if he didn't know that she was an islandess, then he says, mamish a mekhtos. That's like buying an automobile and the brakes don't work. Mamish, I don't say that's a mum. Sometimes the mum is so major a mum, I say it's a different hefter. That's a different min. Whenever it's a mistaken min, then it's mekach tos. Whenever it's only a mistaken price, by dini mamun, it's a mistaken price, or mistaken quality, a mum, that's called oinor. But sometimes the mum is such a major mum, let's say I buy food and the food is poisonous. So that's not stam a mum. It's not edible. Yeah. So that's a different chepze. I bought food and it's not food.
What if he marries
I bought food in his treif. So the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi. that even if, let's say, I bought flesh for a whole chasana, and after the whole chasana is all over, acharei kechlos hakol, we find out that everything that they served was trade. So the Rambam says that, he quotes the Yerushalmi, that it's duma mekach tois. He gets all of his money back. Even though everybody ate their food and they went home and everybody's full, no one threw up the food, no one is hungry after the wedding, the Rambam says still, it's a mekach tois. Because the chefta was a mistake. It's a mistake in min. It's the wrong thing.
Living here is a woman who was a katloni. She was married twice or three times.
And he didn't know that.
He didn't know that. And he finds out.
Katloni is a conditional
person. Anyway, if someone sends me something, something's wrong on this day. No, it's in the mail. Somebody puts some hay and sends it to me. And I lose it. I'm not sure.
Okay. Shaila is maybe you have a din of a shomer on it.
Yeah.
Maybe you become a shomer on the things. Right? It depends. How did you lose it? Did you lose it through pshia? So then you'll have a din of a shomer.
Maybe. Katlonis is a mekach
tois. Katlonis are shaila. It's hard to declare that a woman is a katlonis. The Rambam holds that katlonis is bechlal not a din. The Rambam doesn't quote any of the dinim of katlonis. The Rambam holds that some people used to have such a bug in their head they didn't want to marry a woman who was a katlonis. So all the sugis in the Gemara, whether betray zimni habi chazoke, betlaz zimni habi chazoke, whether the whole topic of katlanos only applies if two husbands die, or only if three husbands die, so that the Rambam says this is all within their it's only within their chashoshes. But he says la halacha, the whole thing is irrelevant. And even though all the paskim don't hold like the Rambam, all the rishonim hold that it's a real chashash, not just if you have such a bug in your head, so this is the way you should lead the bug. No, the Rishonim hold that it's a real dinning mitzvah, it's a real chashash sakana. But to say that it should be a kiddush etos, I doubt. That's not going to be a kiddush etos.
It's
a far-fetched chashash.
This
is a whole basis of the machlekes.
The original Gemara, the original Gemara, by Mesa Banel, Machmas Mila, by Katlanis, by both. Yeah. So the Rambam holds that the whole thing is Nishkin Din. The whole thing is those people who are worried about it, some hechetesis, so let them not. But there's absolutely no reason to be worried if it's less than two or less than three. But even if you have five, she lost five husbands, the Rambam holds the whole thing is bechal nishkin din. Nothing is a din over there. No, machnis most of the kippur. The Gemara discusses whether betrays him there, but lazim habichazaka. No, that's a topic on the level of deraisa. How many times does some strange event have to repeat itself to indicate a pattern that there should be a latest hasaf? So that's talking whether betrays him and lazim habichazaka. That's a topic deraisa that has relevance in areas in dinim deraisa. But over here, the whole relevance is not even a din derabanan. It's not as gonish. It's a superstition, a nichush. The Rambam sort of holds that it's something like nichush, but it's not an iser. Usually, if it's an iser, lois an achshu. You're not allowed to act in accordance with these superstitious things. Somehow here, the Rambam says there's no iser to be menachesh, for some reason or another. And the whole discussion the Gemara has, whether katlanis is only reached after two husbands die, or after three husbands die, that's within those who are concerned about this nichush. But you don't really have to be concerned. Shaila, why? So if you don't have to, so why is anyone permitted to be concerned about it? Why not say it's an isa lo sinach? I don't know. The Rambam doesn't explain that. You're left with a kasha coin to Rambam. So the Gemara Nachamal, so the Gemara says like this. The Gemara said pshita on the third line from the top. Pshita. The psak that Rabbani gave is so obvious. Of course it's a mekach tog. Gemara says no. What might have thought the man who came in and he asked from Beya de Pachia, maybe he didn't really want to raise chicks. That's what he says now, that he wanted to raise chicks, but it's not necessarily correct. Let's say maybe most of the customers who come to buy eggs want to eat the eggs. Very few come to buy eggs and they're interested in raising chicks out of them. So maybe one can argue the point and say that this fellow came and he wants Beya de Pachia, the man he tells us now that he meant that they can raise chicks because he wants to get all of his money back because he put the hen on top of it and it got rotten. If you leave the eggs out of the refrigerator for a long time, they get spoiled. So he had a hen sitting on the eggs and nothing came out of it. But so the moicher, the one who sold it to him, can always say that since the rive of the customers that come to buy eggs really want to buy eggs, for eating purposes. And I had in mind, I think that you're lying. I think that when you bought the eggs, you also wanted to eat them. I was at the Gibetan that you want dafke beya de pachyam shum de tzrivan, because they taste better, the bigger, whatever. Loshim uvusholos, Rashi writes. It's fuller developed. The eggs are fuller developed. And since I gave you smaller size eggs that were less developed, so it's a shalif and I know, all right, so I'll make good the difference. Even if the differential is less than shtus, but it could be that over here, since it's not just a mistake in the price, here the mistake was in quality. So the Rishonim say in Baba Basra, mistake in quality is always treated like I know. There is no chilik between pachas min shtus and shtus. Nafkamina lemes velei beni beni, to give him the difference. Kamash malan rabami, that was the psak that he says no. If a customer comes in and he says, beya de pachya leman, he means that he wants to raise chicks. He probably does not want it lachiva. That was the chidush that Rabbami said. So that was the Gemara's third suggestion. That maybe that's pshat in the memory of Rab, beitzei mitzios and nigmaro, that only when the hen lays the egg, when it comes out, then it's roi to develop into a chick. And what is he teaching us? Biology? Yeah, it's relevant in all biology for Hilchos Choshen Mishmah. So once the Gemara told the first story, so they tell another story. Who the Amul Hu? A man came to the farmer and he requested Be'er de Dichra Laman, Be'er de Dichra Laman. He says he wants eggs that were fertilized by a rooster, because there are two types of eggs. There's Be'er de Dichra, eggs, Be'er eggs, and Dichra is a Zohar. There are eggs that are fertilized by a rooster, and then there's what the Gemara calls Safna Me'ara, that the hen just sits on the ground and it flaps its wings. And somehow it gets, the Rashi describes, I don't know exactly what this means, Rashi describes that by flapping its wings in the ground, it can get the dust into its body, and the dust will develop into a beitza. I don't know what that means. I was like, that's what the Gemara calls it. Safna meyara, the hen is mischamemes, safna, the hen is mischamemes, machmas ha'ara. We discussed last week, I think 2 weeks ago we spoke about it, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has in his tshuvas, he quotes the Gemara Chulin, that if you have an egg with a blood spot in the middle, the reason why you're not permitted to eat it is not because of the Issa Dam. The reason why you're not allowed to eat it, Dam is only Oster when it's Dam in the Basra, Dam Sheva Basra. This is not, originally the egg was connected with the hen, at that time it was Dina Ki Basra, and the Dam at that time was Dam Sheva Basra. But once it leaves the Basra, now it's no longer Dam Sheva Basra, it's a separate entity. If you take out, let's say I take a behemoth and I squeeze out the dam, so you don't say that now the dam is muta, it's no longer dam sheva basa. Right now it's dam sheva basa. Yeah. But over here, by the time I get the egg, the dam already was separated by itself. I didn't do it b'diyadim, it was all b'day shamayim. So the blood spot in the egg is not osam itam yisa dam, it's no longer dam sheva basa. The reason the Gemara says that it's osir is because shori tichla b'kula, the blood spot is an indication that it's the beginning of the fertilization process, and it has the status of nevela, because I never shechted the chick was never developed enough to shecht. So that's what the Gemara says, shodi tichlo bekulo. Not only are you not permitted to eat the blood, it's not a vort on the blood, you're not allowed to eat the whole egg, because the whole egg has an isa nevela. So the Gemara says in Chulin, Mamed Varmamurim, that's only if it's an egg that was fertilized by a Zohar, that I declare that the blood spot, the Gemara says the difference whether the blood spot is on the pointed end of the egg or on the flat end of the egg. On one end it's an indication of the beginning of the life process, and it's an Issa Nevela, and if it's on the other, if you find the blood spot on the other end of the egg, then it's not an indication of anything. There's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos there, which end is the bad end, so we machma both. Whether the blood spot found on the pointed end or the blood spot found on the flat end, which is the one that's the lucky one, which is kosher, which is straight, so because it's a shaylon in your day, so we machma both on both ends. But the whole thing is only by medva mamurim, only if the eggs were fertilized by a zacha, by a rooster. What if you know that the eggs are safna meyara? They keep away the roosters. They don't want to have fertilized eggs. They're in the business of selling eggs to the customers. The customers don't want to have fertilized eggs. So they're medactic very much to keep all the roosters away. So then in Medina de Gemara, you can have all the blood spots you want. It's mutala gamre. There's no isin avela because it's not the beginning of life. and there's no Issa Dam because it's not Dam Sheva Basar. And Moshe Feinstein just writes that the minig is that we don't eat it. It's like a Dova Mos, like the Shabbat Teshaktsu. Like the Shaktsu is not Shesechem. So since for so many generations we have been medactic not to eat blood spots for a different reason. We don't eat the blood spotted eggs because of the Easter of Nevelis, even though now we live in a generation where they're careful to keep away all the roosters, so really there shouldn't be any, neither Easter should be there. Neither Easter Nevela nor the Easter Dam. But he thinks that now it's also Mitam Minig, not Medina. So he says you don't have to, right. He says if you have the egg is separate, then you throw out the whole egg. But if you fried it together with other eggs, you're going to say you have to throw out the whole thing. So he says, Nishmuchiv. So just the meaning only is, he says, you take out the blood and you can leave the rest. You're not muchiv to throw out the whole mixture of the eggs. And there's no shayla of kashering the pot. Years ago, in Yeridei, they discussed a person cooked an egg and he opened and makes a soft-boiled egg and he opens it up and he finds the blood spots. A shayla, maybe the bliya went through and through, even though the shell was complete. You have to be concerned, maybe the bliya went through and through into the water and into the pot, and you have to kasher the pot. But right. Bizman Azera, Moshe says, there's no problem, because the whole thing is really muta mikra. This is just a minig. A minig is not mechuyev to kasher the pot.
What are those that have roosters together with the chickens?
If you have roosters, then you have the problem. Yeah. Some farms, they do have roosters.
Yeah.
Ramosha, that's what they're tiny. Ramosha writes as if all the farms are like that. It's not so, not all the farms. The farm that he visited, they were very careful to keep the roosters away. But not all the farms is it like that.
My daughter-in-law got this type of eggs from the farm. It wasn't Eretz Yisrael, so she asked him, there's a woman who raises chickens. Mm-hmm. She has the eggs, but they also roosters over there. It's a problem.
Sure, so if you have a blood spot, it's a problem, Edina. It's a problem, Edina. Yeah.
What is the spot from? What is the blood spot from? Is
the bottle?
Probably from the hen. When the egg separated from the hen, so probably some of the blood came off. So if I take a chicken before they salt it and I squeeze out a cup full of blood, I'm not allowed to drink the blood. Why? Because the blood was dam min habasar. Just because I separated it, be a dayan. But that's where it came from. But here, b'day shamayim, the blood separated from the hen and it remained on the egg and the shell covered it over. So that right now, by the time I get the egg, It lost the status of Dam Shebebasa. There's no Issa Dam. So the Gemara tells this second story, similar to the first story. He said he wants Be'er de Dichra, he wants Dafke fertilized eggs from a rooster, and they gave him the wrong kind of eggs. Yavale Be'er de Safta Me'er. He gave them eggs, then they're not going to be able to develop in the chicks. And then later on he found out about it, he wants his money back. Also the Kamadir Abami, the same he was the Poisik on the eggs, I guess. Mm-hmm. The Dini Torah on the eggs was Rabbi Yami. He gets his money back. Obviously, he said he wants Be'er de Dichra. Mamish said different things. The Mar says, no, not necessarily. Ma'u de Tema, one could argue the point and say, no, everybody comes to the store. No one is interested in raising chicks. The guy, he came, he didn't wear dungarees, doesn't look like a farmer, he's interested, he's all dressed up with a tie, with a jacket, with a vest. He just wants eggs to make breakfast. So what's it to give him? Scrambled eggs. So what did he ask for Be'er de Dichra? Fatter, healthier, whatever, so some other reason. So ma'u d'teima ha'ilachila kaboilu. Ha'ilachila kaboilu. Be'er de Dichra d'shmeinan tfei, the fatter, so just a mistake in quality. More cholesterol. Huh? Yeah. So it's just a mistake in quality. It's a mistake in quality is a shayla for no. So we'll give him an extra nickel. We'll refund a nickel to him that he overpaid a little bit. We'll give him the differential between how much this egg should cost and how much that egg should cost. Possibly even if it's less than a shtus, because it's a mistake in quality. Mashmalon Rabbami's psak was no, that this is considered a different heftze. He was clear enough, the customer was clear enough when he said Be'er de Dichra, that he meant that it should grow chicks. But we're still not sure that that's what Rav meant. That's what Rav made a statement in biology. Beitzim Mitzios Enigma, he meant to make a statement in biology, which is relevant for Chashem Mishpat, for Mekach Toys. Alright, Rav was very medactic in Sichat Taylor, that's what he meant, so the Gemara is not sure. The boy is saying, well, we're not so sure, maybe a fourth pshat. We're up to the fourth pshat. Maybe Maya Mitzios Enigma, Mitzios Ruba Enigma, maybe meant to say like this. If you have a Beitzah Shen Olda B'Yontif, they still will say you're not allowed to eat it. What if the Beitzah was Nolda Erev Yontif? Yeah. A kosher egg. What if it went out and it went back in? Like a parrot in Zerach. So Zerach first stuck his hand out and they tied on
a ribbon,
and then he pulled his hand back in, and then parrots came out, and then later on Zerach came out. So the Gemara says, what about over here? The Tanna Gerda is about to lay the egg on Erev Yontif. The egg came out, rove of the egg, more than 50% of the egg came out, but it's still more to begin. It's still held in. So somehow it jumps back in, and then it doesn't come out fully until the middle of Yontif. So does that egg have the same egg? Not a different egg, the same egg. So does that have the status of Noldame Erev Yontif, which is not a problem? Or is that called Beit Shinol de Beyonce? So the Gemara says, maybe that's what he meant. Imitziyasa Nigmar, Imitziyas Ruba Nigmar. If Ruba came out on Erev Yontif, it's considered Noldam Erev Yontif and it's Mutter. Even all the Maisa, it's not Noldam until Yontif because it jumped back in. But Kida Rabbi Yechana, maybe Rab said the same as Rabbi Yechana. Dama Rabbi Yechana, Beit Shiyotza Ruba, the Erev Yontif, because this is a very rare case, but the Gemara says, if Nolda, if Yotze Ruben Meir of Yontif the Chazra, and then it was Nolda Biyontif Muteres Liochla Biyontif. Maybe that's what Rab said, to say the same as Rabbi Yechana. The only thing is, Vaita, it's so unclear. That's what he meant. Beitze Mitzias and Nigma meant he meant Mitzias Ruba. So the Gemara says the Ika the Yomer, and others say no. A fifth shot, he meant Fakert, to disagree with Rabbi Yechana. Maya Mitzias and Nigma Mitzias Kula Nigmaro. Only if Beitza imitziyasa nigma, if it's nolda me'erev yontas mikovakol, then it's no shaila. But if it went out 51% and it went back in, then it comes out on yontif, it is a Beitza shenolda me'yontif, and he disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan. He can't tell whether he's agreeing or disagreeing. You don't know bechlal if that's what he's talking about. You don't know exactly what Rabbi Yechanan is driving at, what Rav is driving at. So the Gemara says, the Ika diyamri suggested fakert, he meant imitziyas kulo. Only mitzias kula en, then it's no de me'erev yontif. Alo ruba, but if only 51% came out in erev yontif loy, and it's in disagreement with Rabbi Yechanan, pukim ad Rabbi Yechanan. Okay, so we're not sure. We have five suggestions in the Amoraim. We're not sure exactly what Rav meant. All because of his midas chasidus that he didn't want to talk too much in learning. He was afraid that the sicha betela in learning, the extra sicha in learning would lead to sicha betela and mili down.
We have sikh in the Beretayim.
Okay. So he got us to have sikh in the Beretayim. Okay.
Why does the Gemara consider that it's beginning Yontif, that the opposite of what the Gemara is saying? That while it's in the chicken, it's mutter because of the Gifar. And only with its fur, if it's born on Yontif, then it's basically from Yontif, then it'll be also.
Again, Beit Imitziyasa Nigmero, that creates a problem. Then it's Mutter. And the Rav is saying the same as the Braisa. The Braisa said, Ashecha Tadigal, it's a Motzaba Beit Imitziyasa Nigmero. I don't know. I'm sure the Rishani has the Kashi. I don't know. Yeah. Could have been a sixth shot. I don't know. Why didn't the Gemara suggest such a pshat? So good to kash. That the Gemara refers back to the discussion we had before. When are eggs fleshig? And when do they become first? All the eggs start off as fleshig. Mamash a chelik of the hen. And then it reaches a stage in development when it becomes part. So that's the machlokes satanim. Gufa, it says in the Braisa that we alluded to earlier, shechere satana goyles, any day of the week. Any day of the week. Not only on Yon. Shechel is a target of Shech Tzehen. A matzaba beitzim gemuris mataris liyachna mechol of the Tanakama holds, despite the fact that it's still ma'ura begidin, despite the fact that you still have blood vessels that are attached to the beitz is still attached to the blood vessels of the hen, and it's not gone out anywhere, since the beitz is gemura, so that's part of it. Exactly what does it mean, Beitzim Gemurai? So that there are different opinions in Rishonim quoted by the Shachni Aradei. So Rashi Shita was the Chelmon. The yolk of the egg is Shlema. And the Rajba disagrees. The Mechaber Paskin is against Rashi. The Rajba disagrees. What do you mean? The yolk is finished and that's all. That's not called the Beitzim Gemurai. So most of the Rishonim say no. Beitz Gemurah means it has to have the chelmon with the chelbon. Chelbon is the white part, but you don't even need the shell. And then there's a third sheet that no, you have a klipa. You have the klipa, but it's a soft klipa, so it's still shach to be mura begidden. Once you're going to have a hard klipa, then physically it's not going to be mura begidden, so that's not what we're talking about. So the Tanakama either means the first stage, second stage, third stage, the three pshatim of the Tanakama. Beitz and Gemurah is already paragraph. Rabbi Yankov disagrees, it's not enough. You need what the Tanakama said, plus another level that it should be, ain't a mura begidden. If Kozman is still mura begidden, it's still awesome. So this is a shaila. Rabbi Yankov, who disagrees with the Tanakama, is he disagreeing on the level of their Isa, or is it only a chumer midirabbonim? The Alamaisa, we know, the Besaroif Becholov, the whole thing to begin with is only midirabbonim. Besaroif Becholov, we pass him Achlegis Atanaim in Kolabasa, we pass him the Besaroif Becholov, the whole thing is only midirabbonim. But still, the shaila is a shaila on the level of their Isa. When is the egg fleshig? And when is the egg parabit? The shaila is a shaila of their Isa. The Gemara calls Benegeh to the halacha of Nivla Saif Tohar. We just had in the Kriya Satara last Shabbos, we have a din of Shmoina Shrotzim Ha'amurim Batara. The Chumash lists off the eight Shrotzim that are dead. Amatami b'moisim only b'maga. Only b'maga if you touch it, if you touch it with your bare hand, you don't have to touch with your hand, but any part of the body. But if you have a chatzitz, a bare, but if you're wearing gloves, or you have any chatzitz, or let's say you push it like this, that's not called maga. Maga, hey, see, mamish touching it like this. If I'm wearing gloves and I pick it up, there's no maga. So the Shemana Shrotzim Amura Matara, dead mouse, is one of the Shemana Shrotzim, is only Matami b'maga. It's not Matami b'masa. If you have a Niblas Behema Bechaya, that's Matami b'maga u b'masa.